RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Since 1988, Whitetail Institute has been perfecting annual and perennial seed products specifically for hunters who plant food plots. Their seeds have been engineered to be palatable, high in protein, and extremely attractive to deer. Whether you live in the Deep South or Midwest farm country, they have products that will help you grow your best food plot yet. For more information about their seeds and their blends, visit whitetailinstitute.com. Enter the discount code SE15 for 15% off.
Ugh, you said you were over him, but his hoodie is still in your rotation. It's time. Grab your phone, snap a few pics, and sell it on Depop. List it in minutes with no selling fees. And just like that, a guy 500 miles away just paid full price for your closure. And right on cue.
Hey, still got my hoodie?
Nope, but I've got tonight's dinner paid for. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. List now with no selling fees. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I am your host, Dan Johnson. And today we are talking with John LaCourte from Track Optics. John, are you ready for the upcoming season?
I am. I can't wait. I've been shooting my bow, just joined an archery league. So I'm going to be shooting weekly in competition. You know, been shooting rifles all year long. So yeah, I'm more than ready.
Yeah, that's something that I self-admittedly have not been very good at this year specifically, is getting as many reps as I probably should have with my bow. Now, every single day I'm shooting my bow now, getting ready for, you know, I have a hunt coming up in about 30 days. So I'm making sure my arrows are right, making sure my bow is right, making sure all my gear and equipment is right, so that when that first hunt comes, I'm ready to go from 60 and in. That's my max, is 60 yards when I go out west, but I don't even have 60-yard shots in the whitetail woods, so I don't need to worry about it there.
Yeah, I'm extra ready this year. Last year, basically, I didn't bow hunt at all. The first time since I'm 13 years old, I was in a car accident and three herniated discs in my neck, and I could not draw my bow back. And I had been shooting between 70 and 73 pounds probably since I was about 15 years old. And I backed the bow down as low as it could go. I think it was at 53, and I still couldn't draw it. I just had no strength. So unfortunately, I didn't bow hunt at all last year. So I'm really anxious to get out there this year.
Absolutely, man. What was that rehab process like, getting from not pulling your bow back at all to being able to get back on your horse this year?
Well, you know, it was a lot of, you know, physical therapy, trying to do a little bit of weight training. But again, it was an accident that happened 10 years ago.
Really?
It just flares up from time to time. And it happened to flare up, you know, right about this time last year. And I had a bow hunt in South Dakota that I actually still went on. Even though I really wasn't able to draw the bow, I was hoping that maybe the with the excitement of seeing a good buck in front of me, I might be able to get the bow back, but never had that opportunity. But yeah, it was tough. And honestly, it was tough psychologically, because it's what I wait all year long for. And, you know, to not be able to draw the bow. And, you know, I don't have anything against crossbow hunting. You know, a bunch of my friends, my son uses a crossbow. I just couldn't bring myself to use a crossbow. I just still wanted to use a vertical bow. And so, yeah, it was tough kind of mentally to basically sit out and not be able to shoot and hunt with the bow.
Yeah, man, I've been struggling with a shoulder issue this year. And I'll tell you this, man, when you're not able to pull back, like, I'm a meathead, like, mentally, I'm just like, lift weights, you know, like that kind of guy. And when I can't pull back 70 pounds and I have to go get an injection in my shoulder just so I can make that happen, and I'm kind of trying to, you know, strengthen my shoulders back up because I have torn labrums, man, it just makes you think. Like, I've teased a lot of people in the past for shooting crossbows. Am I going to have to shoot a crossbow someday? I'm sure I'm going to have to, but as long as they have cortisone shots, I'm going to be able to, you know, hit 70 pounds. And if I take care of my body, it shouldn't be an issue moving forward. But, you know, you do worry a little bit.
Yeah. You know, we're all getting older and, you know, unfortunately there's a time limit for most people on, you know, when you can really continue to do what you were able to do when you were younger. And it's a hard realization, but it is what it is.
Yep. Well, the father time is undefeated, right?
Yep.
He is. Okay. We're going to get into a conversation now about Track Optics, but before we do, I do have to say a huge thank you to our partners here on the Hunting Gear Podcast. The first one is Reveal Trail Cameras. Now, Reveal has come out with the new Ultra. Season is right around the corner, and it's never too late to go pick up another trail camera. And I say this because the ease of use of the Reveal Trail Camera is unmatched throughout any other cell camera. I mean, put batteries in the camera, you scan a QR code, it connects to the app that you've already downloaded, and you have a working cellular trail camera in a matter of minutes. So the best thing to do is go to tacticam.com/cameras and read up on all of the functionality of the Reveal, all the Reveal lineup, the 3.0s and the new Ultra, along with some of the updated functionality on their mapping on the app side of things. The breakdowns of what you can do with their cameras is truly remarkable. So tacticam.com/cameras. Next, we have a new partner, and that is the Muddy DV8 series apparel. Right. Okay. So, the DV8 is, an apparel line by Muddy, and a lot, just a variety of different types of, garments, right? We have base layers, mid layers, shell layers, everything in between. One of the products that I'm going to talk about specifically, two of them. One is the DV8 Enduro jacket. It is a very comfortable jacket. It comes in Bottomland right now, and it's one of those jackets that you don't wear to the stand, right? You got it on your pack, or you're carrying it, or however you do that, stuff it in your bag. And then you work up a little bit of, work up your body heat, and then you go sit in the stand You let yourself cool down, and then you throw this DV8 Enduro jacket on, and it is going to protect you from the cold element. It's going to keep you warm. So go and check out the muddy DV8 Enduro jacket. The next one I want to talk about, I got to sort it here. Like the Ambush lightweight long sleeve shirt. This is going to be that shirt that you wear to the stand, or, you know, from the truck or from the house to the stand. And it's a lightweight. It's going to keep you cool while you're walking in. And then you throw that Enduro jacket on. Also check out the DV8 clutch pants. Those are badass as well. So go to gomuddy.com, products, categories, apparel and footwear, and you will be able to check out this lineup. So go check out the new DV8 series on Muddy Apparel. All right, John, I don't even know how long it's been since you've been on the Hunting Gear podcast to talk about Tracked, but it's been several years. What I like is we've kind of already had the origin story, but we're going to give a little bit of a refresher. John, what's the origin story of Track Optics?
So my partner, John Allen, and I worked for Nikon for many years. And Nikon decided to make some decisions to move away from the hunting and shooting market. And, you know, we saw the writing on the wall. So we basically left the company and started Tracked. And, you know, with the years of experience of, you know, a dealer and distributor based business, we kind of saw what was happening, you know, from the consumer level. You know, the big box stores are continuing to push the manufacturers for higher and higher margins. And what's ending up happening, in order to get the numbers to work, these bigger manufacturers are starting to cut the quality of the product in order to get the numbers to work, right? The manufacturers got to make a profit. The dealers continuing to open new stores. They want more margin every year. Those numbers can't get absorbed forever. So we decided to build a brand where we cut out that middleman. We cut out the retail markup, and we sell the product directly to consumer. So what that allows us to do is build in features that were normally found in products costing hundreds of dollars more. So the value that you get with Track is obviously cutting out that middleman, but giving you a premium product without that premium product price.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm gonna play devil's advocate here for just a moment. All right. So the whole direct to consumer thing is a great idea. All right. And I want you to prove me wrong here with this. It's a great idea in theory, but what I have seen from other direct to consumers, they use that. And they say, hey, you know, we're going to be able to add the features. We're cutting out the middleman. So that way our products are cheaper, but you're getting higher quality. But one thing I've noticed about direct to consumers is that then over time, they establish their customer base and the prices do go up to a point where they're no longer, it doesn't feel like what the original, right? They're increasing their own margins now, and the prices are now starting to be reflective of, you know, the competitors who are in box stores. So, you know, what do you have to say for that type of comment?
So I think you're 100% right. That is happening with certain direct-to-consumer brands. They've built their cult following, and now they, you know, they can afford to bump up their margins in order to, you know, make more money. Right. That's not who we're about. We're about giving the best value to the consumer. Obviously, we've gone through a tumultuous period this year with tariffs. Tracked has not raised their prices. We've absorbed the tariffs. While our competitors, a lot of them are raising prices drastically. Optics is a little bit of a different scenario because we could kind of prove some things by features. We use Shot Glass. Shot's the brand of glass used by all of the high-end European companies. Virtually no company uses Shot Glass at our price point. So right off the bat, you can see that with a tracked product, you're getting a level of quality that you're not finding at that price. And we don't intend to change that. Other companies, other direct-to-consumer companies, they've obviously shifted their business plan. And, you know, that's good for them. That's not who we are. We're, you know, we're not looking to be the biggest company out there. We're just looking to build a great product for a great price that's a premium level. We don't get into the bargain basement type products. There's not enough separation there, to be honest with you. So we chose to kind of go in an area where most brands are not. We're not at that, you know, the price war, you know, area, but we're not at the stratosphere price of the Europeans, yet we're giving optical quality that's, you know, nipping at the heels of these European brands at a fraction of the cost.
Right. Okay. For the listeners out there, what is Schott Glass?
So Schott is the brand of glass. It's a German company, and it basically is the finest glass used in sport optics. We use a facility in Japan because that's where all of the Toric products are made. So it's Japanese glass. Again, it's like if you try to compare, you look at a Porsche, you know, Porsche uses Pirelli tires. Why? Because they're the finest performance tires for sports cars. So it's the kind of same thing. We're using a brand of glass that is noted for being the highest quality used in optics.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Outside of that, then there's been some time that has gone by from the start of this. Okay. And we, you know, we had that conversation about the origin story, and now what has changed? How have your products gotten better or different since the last time we talked to today?
Well, yeah, it's really exciting for us because we're approaching our 10-year anniversary in December.
And awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Quite honestly, the product line couldn't look more different today than it did when we started. When we started, we were very much focused on the hunting market. All we had were 1-inch tube scopes. We didn't have any 30 or 34 millimeter, which we do now. The long range hunting and shooting market is probably the fastest growing segment. We've catered to that. And the great thing about us being direct to consumer is we're able to talk directly to the end user. When I worked at Nikon, you know, a guy would walk into a retail store. He would tell the guy behind the counter what he was looking for. That guy would tell, you know, his store manager, who would tell the buyer. The buyer would tell, you know, the Nikon sales rep, and the Nikon sales rep would tell management, and then management would come to the product department. So it's like the game of telephone. By the time that message got back to me in the product department, it had changed. We don't have that. People will tell you what they like, what they don't like, you know, what they're looking for, what works, what doesn't work. And we're hearing that right from the horse's mouth. So we're able to build product that people truly want, not what, you know, a bunch of product managers sit in an office and try to drum up and see what throws, you know, throw it against the wall, see what sticks. So, you know, we've modeled our line based upon exactly what people are asking for. So we started off, we had, you know, a handful of binoculars. We increased objective size and magnification. We've even just introduced an 8x32 compact. In rifle scopes, we had 1-inch tubes. Now we have 1-inch, 30 millimeter, and 34. We introduced a line of spotting scopes. So we've, you know, we've really increased the line. We've got a lot of new products on the drawing board. So, you know, we continue to grow the line based upon what people are, you know, asking us for.
Yeah. So a lot of what you guys introduce has to, is that like customer feedback saying, hey, dude, I wish you had this type of rifle scope? Or is it more of segment analysis where you're going in and saying, okay, we want to start competing with X brand that's already out there who already has, I don't know, I'm just going to use an example here. You know, there's one company out there who already has a 30 millimeter rifle scope. All right. We need a 30 millimeter rifle scope to compete. Or is it strictly, hey dudes, I'm going on a coyote hunt, or I'm going on a mule deer hunt, and I need a 30 millimeter. What do you have?
Honestly, that's a great question. We really don't focus on the competition and their products. We really focus on our customer, what our customer asks us for. There's, you know, I mean, you can go crazy with the number of SKUs to create, you know, trying to satisfy every single request. It's not possible.
Right.
But we look, you know, we look for trends, you know, what's happening in the market and, you know, what does the future look like? Nobody's got a crystal ball, but, you know, we try to look at what, you know, what's the next best thing. You know, higher magnification is dominating for us. People are asking us for higher magnification. We've got plenty of the products that, you know, are, you know, your standard 2.5 to 10, 4 to 16, 3 to 15. We've got plenty of products in that category, but we're getting more and more requests for higher magnification, guys shooting PRS, ELR, bench rest, F class. So that's kind of the trend that we're seeing people, you know, ask for. You know, then you have things like reticles. You know, people are always looking for, hey, what is a reticle that can provide more information for me or allow me to hit, you know, targets more effectively in the wind, in, you know, long range situations for both hunting and target. So there's a lot of dual application, you know, products that we have in our line that work specifically for that.
Gotcha. Okay. And so then, what does that tell you about your demographic if they are asking for higher magnification in their scopes?
Like you and I, they're getting older. Their eyes aren't what they used to be. That's a big part of it, you know, and that's why we've even gone to larger, we call it high-vis turrets. So the numbers on the turrets are larger than our normal turrets because it makes it easier to see. Easier to see from shooting position, easier to see in low light, easier to see for us older guys whose eyes are, you know, unfortunately deteriorating. You know, our demographic is definitely an older gentleman with, you know, exposable income. You know, we're a premium product. We're not entry level by any means. We've got some products that, you know, we feel are affordable for the average person. But to be honest with you, the majority of our sales are in our premium toric line.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And so then as you guys like introduce these products and you said that there is a higher demand for like sport shooting, right? Are we going to see tracked kind of fade away from the outdoorsman and more into the sport shooting, demographic?
No, not at all. We're very much focused on the hunter. However, again, the trends seem to be in long range shooting, long range hunting.
Right.
The standard market has been there forever. It's always going to be there. You know, unfortunately, that you know, for you know, someone like me, where I hunt in the Northeast, New York and Pennsylvania, there's really not a lot of innovation that's gonna help you, to be honest with you, because the average shot is 50 to 75 yards. You know, a low light performing scope that's lightweight, long eye relief, wide field of view. That's really all you need. So the trends are not really hitting, you know, that average hunter. Are there things, you know, from a development standpoint that you can do? You know, sure. But again, there doesn't seem to be a lot of real benefit to innovation in those categories as there are kind of the longer range shooting competitive market.
Right. Okay. Okay. Tell me about the binoculars. 'Cause I think, man, when we hopped on the first time, you only had like two or three. Now you have way more than that.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Yeah, when we started the company, we basically had two lines. We had a a Tekoa line and the current Toric line. We discontinued the Tekoa line because all of our customers were gravitating to the Toric, the higher optical quality model. So now we have strictly a Toric line, but we've got six models. We have an 8x42 compact that we just introduced a little over a month ago. We've got an 842, a 1042. Then we jump up to a 10x50 and a 12.5x50. And then finally, we've got a 15x56. So pretty much, you know, anything your average hunter all the way up to your competitor, you know, would need, whether you're, you know, hunting mountains of Alaska and you want to keep it lightweight, or you need to, you know, be spotting. You know, a lot of people are using a 15x56 in lieu of a spotting scope. It's something you can still carry around their neck. A lot of people can handhold it. I can't. I can't hold a 15 steady, but a lot of guys could. We do use tripod adapters, so you could mount your binocular right to your tripod. So for those that don't want to carry a spotting scope or kind of want the flexibility of high magnification, you know, with a binocular, 15x56 is great. 1050, 12.5x50 are great binoculars for, you know, low light, that added magnification. You know, 10x42 is the quintessential binocular. I think if you polled, you know, every optics company out there and asked them what their best-selling binocular was, I bet pretty much every one of them would tell you a 10x42 because it's extremely versatile. For those that want a little bit better low light performance, an 8x42 is going to be a little bit brighter than a 1042. It's also going to have a wider field of view and longer eye relief. An 8x32 is a great compact binocular, still provides a 4mm exit pupil, which is going to be great in, you know, low light situations. So there's a reason for each product and somewhat of an application. There's no right or wrong in optics. Like, we'll never tell a customer, hey, you know what? No, you shouldn't be using this. There might be a reason that another product might be better, or there might be a reason that product might handicap you in certain areas, but that's up to that consumer to decide. There is no right and wrong in optics, but what we really strive to do, and thankfully we're able to talk directly or chat directly or email directly, we're able to have a discussion with them to try to help them make the best decision so that they're choosing an optic that's going to perform for them in the vast, you know, variety of conditions. You know, like I said, majority of my hunting is in the Northeast, wooded timber. For me to use a 15x56 would be really counterproductive. So again, are there people that do that? I'm sure they do. But what we try to do is just help educate people so that when they make a decision, they're making a decision that's going to allow that optic to really help them.
Yeah. Okay. So you have mentioned previously in this conversation that the glass that you guys have is a premium glass used in high end binoculars. What else about your binoculars or your products, aside from the glass, make them a premium product?
So, you know, our products are produced in a manner where, you know, it's not like your typical assembly line. It's assembling thousands and thousands of scopes where, quite frankly, things can get missed. We pay attention to detail. We don't put a product on the market until we are 100% happy with it. Again, we don't have to worry about filling dealer shelves or meeting deadlines. We introduce a product when it's ready. So when you do things like you know, roll the magnification ring, you turn the quick focus eyepiece, you dial the turrets, you're going to see instantly that it reeks of quality. And you know, I'm not here to put down or badmouth any other brand. There's a ton of great brands out there. And thankfully, I've been exposed to just about all of them. But what I am seeing is a clear degradation of quality from some of the bigger brands. And, you know, I've used many of these brands before I started, you know, in the optics business. But the story that I told you about the quality being reduced is happening. And it's happening because of the strength of the big box stores squeezing the manufacturers. And that's something that we don't have to worry about. You're not going to have to worry about that with Track, because we're going to build a great product for a great price, and it's not going to decline in quality. It's going to increase in quality. And that's what should be happening. As technology advances, things should be getting better. When I was with my prior optics company, you know, we would sit in a conference room and try to figure out what specifications can we pull out of the rangefinder in order to meet the price point. That's not the way it should be. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be building the product as best as it can be for the consumer, not worrying about a price point so we could give a dealer margin. I mean, I know that's how the world works right now, but it doesn't have to be that way moving forward. The consumer, at the end of the day, if the consumer is not happy and they are not getting the best value, they're losing. And if the manufacturer's making high margins and the stores continue to make high margins, all that's going to happen is it's going to continue to provide a lower quality product to the consumer.
Right, right. Talk to us a little bit about the spotting scopes, because I don't think you had those the last time we talked.
Yeah, we came out with two different magnifications. So we have a 22 to 45 by 65, which is kind of more of the scope, you know, scope you're going to use if you're backpacking or hiking or whatnot. I just want to keep things a little bit lighter. And then we have a 27 to 55 by 80. I mean, that's kind of your quintessential range PRS ELR type scope, where you've got plenty of magnification, big objective to be able to, you know, gather light and resolve, you know, bullet holes at extreme distance. Fully rubber armored, shot glass, ED lens. All of the great thing is with our Toric line, everything is consistent. All of the Toric products have shot glass and an ED lens. They're all fully waterproof and fogproof. They're filled with argon, which a lot of other manufacturers use nitrogen. Argon has a higher resistance to temperature change than nitrogen does. And the molecules themselves are larger. So if you do have the, you know, unfortunate situation where you might have a leak, the molecules will take a lot longer to dissipate because the molecules are larger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What else do we need to know about Track Optics from a product material standpoint that might entice someone to go check you guys out?
You know, our product is built by a subcontractor that builds a lot of the big name brands. It's just done to our specifications. Again, cutting out the middleman. We use premium materials across the board, you know, turrets, brass, you know, 6061 aluminum tubes, again, shot glass, ED lens, fully multi-coated optics. And when we say fully multi-coated, that means every single air to glass surface has at least four layers of coating. So you're going to just get an extremely bright and sharp scope, especially in low light. And, you know, I really urge listeners to take a look at the website and go through the reviews on multiple products. I think that's the thing that is really, really something special to John and I, is when, you know, customers read the reviews and then call us up, and, you know, then they buy the product and they'll call us after they bought it and said, hey, you know what, I did the research. You know, I knew this was going to be a good product. I didn't think it was going to be that good. And that's based upon consumers saying this to us. And that's why you can look at the reviews. There's tons of people making direct comparisons. We don't do that. We don't make comparisons. Optics is a very subjective thing. You might pick up an optic and think it's, you know, extremely bright and sharp. And the next guy you hand it to might say, I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. But our customer satisfaction rate is extremely high. We make ourselves available either by email, live chat, or phone. You know, a lot of brands, and I'm not just talking in the optics category, I'm talking about in our industry as well as outside our industry. You know, try to go to a manufacturer's website and find their phone number.
Right.
You know, it should be very easy to find phone numbers. You know, it's kind of crazy, because we've gotten to the point of, it's like almost okay in society to, you know, utilize email as your only form of communication. You know, we don't accept that, because, you know, I know there's times where, you know, I want to talk to somebody. I want to have a conversation. Going back and forth with email might be, you know, good at times, but there's nothing like talking to someone, or like we've got a live chat on the website. You can go to our live chat, you know, during most business hours and quite frankly, many times after hours, and get somebody live. It's either John and I, we're answering your questions. You know, John answers the phone, I answer all the emails. So, you know, as customer service seems to be going south, in a lot of ways, we're looking to do it different. We're looking to be there for our customer. So they have not only a great product when they purchase Attract, they have a great experience.
Yeah. What is the warranty like with you guys? Do you guys have a warranty?
Yeah, we have a lifetime warranty on all of our optics.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Someone breaks it, what happens? They send it in to you, fix it, and send it back?
So we basically, we don't put out a blanket policy that lets people take advantage of the company, because that's what's happening right now with some other brands. And that just shows you how much they're marking up their product in order to build that into it. What I could tell you is that we handle every single case one by one. Every person we handle individually, and we're going to make that situation right. We're not going to leave you hanging. And I could tell you in 10 years, you know, we've never sent anybody a repair bill. But at the same token, we're a small company and we believe in running our company based upon solid fundamental business policies. And we're not going to put policies out that just allow people to take advantage of us.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Eczema is unpredictable, but you can flare less with Ebglyss, a once-monthly treatment for moderate to severe eczema. After an initial four-month or longer dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Okay, there you go. The last thing I kind of want to talk to you about is on your website, you have something called the Impact Ballistics Program. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so that's a program on the website. It's free on the website, and it's a small fee if you want the mobile app. But what it does is it allows you to go into the program, select your exact scope and exact reticle, and then match that reticle up to your exact cartridge. So let's say you're shooting, you know, a 300 Win Mag and 180 grain Accubon bullet. You can go into the program, select that, and then it will actually calculate what either the dots or the hash marks in the reticle represent for those distances. So, for example, the way the BDC reticle is designed, for a standard cartridge, approximately 2,800 feet per second, you would sight that in at 100 yards. Okay. And then the hash marks or dots below would be approximate 100-yard increments. So you'd have 2, 3, 4, and 500 yards. If you're shooting a faster cartridge, something like a Magnum in the neighborhood of 3,000 feet per second, you'd sight in at 200 yards, and then your marks would be 3, 4, 5, and 6. But that's very general for those cartridges. Let's say you're shooting a cartridge that shoots 2,500 feet per second. Well, then those, you know, those hash mark distances are going to change. The program calculates all of that for you. So a lot of people don't have the ability to shoot long range to test out, you know, the bullet drop. So as long as you provide the, you know, the program with accurate data, it's going to tell you what that reticle will do in relation to the bullet. And quite honestly, it's science. It all can be calculated. The only thing that you can't calculate all the time, because it's changing, is wind. But we still provide data to help you with that. But as far as trajectory, it's all science and it's all in this program. It's extremely accurate. We highly recommend that you chronograph your load because the information that's given to you on the outside of the ammunition box is not necessarily what your actual rifle produces.
Right, right. Well, that, man, and...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
There's a lot of that out there now. Which it's almost like the science, the technology in the optic, where all you have to do is fill in the blank. And it's almost like an ad lib, right? You fill in the blank and it's going to tell you, and guys don't, honestly, guys have to spend less time shooting than they've ever had to before.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things, you know, we don't advocate people taking shots at game, you know, unless they are really comfortable and they do know what the rifle is doing. But this is a great right. starting point to get you to where you need to be without having to spend a tremendous amount of ammunition trying to figure it out. The other great part of it is, you know, while it the program is, you know, obviously designed to match up to your reticle, it also provides the adjustment values to your scope. So if you're shooting a scope that's MRAD, it will tell you how many mils to dial if you prefer to dial versus using your reticle. And that's something that it, to me, has changed drastically in even, let's just say, the last 10 years. You know, when I first started, you sighted in your rifle, you never touched your adjustments, right? You did Kentucky windage if you had a long shot and held over. Well, today, it's extremely common to dial the turret for the distance. And, you know, years ago, I don't think scopes were maybe as capable as they are today. People were very hesitant about touching their turret once their rifle was sighted in. Now scopes are designed to be able to dial up and down and up and down and up and down, right and left constantly, and still return to zero and track perfectly. So it's changed that element of the long range game. And now people are very comfortable dialing instead of using the reticle.
Right. All right. Well, any final thoughts today? If someone is thinking about picking up an optic, what do you want to tell them before they make that decision?
Yeah, I mean, check out the website, trackedoptics.com. Feel free to, give us a call, send us an email, or chat with us online. We're happy to hear from you. And give us a look. And I think if you do your research, I think you'll be really surprised at how we stack up to some brands that cost a heck of a lot more.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Mr. LaCourte, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk to us about Track. Thank you very much. And good luck this upcoming season, man.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Dan. Good luck to you as well.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network. And this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.